ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The US Department of Agriculture has confirmed the highly pathogenic avian influenza has been identified in some dairy cows in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico. Bird flu in the dairy herd. Livestock analyst Simon Quilty is across this story this afternoon. Simon, tell us what's happened.
It's been detected in three states, Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico. And to date, the two ones that the USDA are referring to in detail are two dairy herds in Texas and two in Kansas, where bird flu is now seen in the dairy sector, in particular with older females.
And is this the first time avian influenza's been found in bovines?
Well, it's the first that I can see of late. There was, on the Australian website for this, there's been talk of 22 or so mammals that it's been detected in, but no mention of ruminants. The ruminant is a mammal, but so to date, this is the first that we know of in ruminants. And I guess what's important to note here that the infections have been very mild, and that it's simply through lower milk production, they were the main symptoms that it was picked up and further testing was done and therefore identified as avian influenza, Matt.
The USDA says this is a rapidly evolving situation and it will provide updates as they come to hand. I know you've been calling people in the US today. What are you hearing about sort of what the next step is here?
Well, we had four various dairy associations come out today, National Milk Producers Federation, the International Dairy Foods Association, and the US Dairy Export Council, and dairy management all come out making statements together saying that, you know, pasteurization kills the harmful microbes and pathogens in milk, and that includes influenza virus. So they are truly, you know, basically saying that human health is not at risk. And obviously they are dealing with the issue as it comes to hand. But, you know, there had been, I guess, concerns circulating over the last 2 weeks, as we understand it, with dairy producers in those three states, and basically identifying, you know, the symptoms to keep an eye for, which was those decreased milk production, decreased feed consumption, abnormal feces, and to keep a close eye on older cows, Matt. So I guess there has been concerns in recent weeks, and I guess today those concerns were verified.
Right, and in terms of how this has happened, I can see on the USDA's website that it's putting it down to wild migratory birds as the source of infection, likely source of infection.
Yes, and that was noted, you know, in today's press releases that dead birds were found on the properties where the infections had occurred. So there's no doubt that it's, you know, deeply concerning. In the last year, in 2022-23, 55 million birds across North America were infected with avian influenza, and in Europe itself, 45 million. So the occurrence of this is widely known, obviously in the poultry sector, but for the first time now, it's invaded, you might say, the livestock sector, and in particular, the dairy sector.
And so how concerning do you think this is?
Well, I guess, you know, we do know amongst beef operators in North America that we've been talking today that so far there has been no link to the US beef sector. But what we're going to see in coming days and weeks is, you know, substantial testing across herds, across feedlots, to ensure that there is no infections going on within those various places. So, Matt, it's early days. So far, there has been no link whatsoever to the beef sector, and we've seen nothing in terms of the domestic or export trade impacted, nor has live cattle futures been impacted.
Right. And no dairy cows have actually died. They're ill, but then they haven't succumbed
to it. That's as I understand it, Matt, that there has been no deaths to date.
Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Thanks, Matt.